This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Not swallow, I had a sexual relationship with Fung. Because that information might be, quote, classified.
So this is the Chinese spy that it was targeting up-and-coming politicians who have admitted to having sex with her.
Right. Several did, yeah.
And Tucker said that last night about Eric Swalwell, who you remember from the whole Russia investigation BS.
And running for president for a cup of coffee.
No, he didn't.
The Federalist
went over like a Led Zeppelin.
The Federalist has this headline: Swalwell refuses to disclose whether he had a sexual relationship with a suspect Chinese spy, and also using the excuse of, well, there are, you know, there's national security at stake. There's not national security at stake on you saying just outright, no, I didn't have a physical relationship with this person.
Right.
It was only business. There's only one reason you stonewall in that question. You did. And you're a lawyer, and you don't want to get caught in some sort of perjury thing.
Exactly, yeah. Most of the 340 million people in this country didn't have sex with that woman. Are you with us or are not? Are you in that group or aren't you, Eric? That's not a national... I'm not. There you go. Did that threaten national security? I didn't. Yeah, so... And Tucker Carlson did a pretty good job last night of outlining all the times that Swalwell really echoed the Chinese government line on various issues to the point that it was pretty disturbing. Now, I don't know that the guy was compromised, but it sure stinks. I mean, the FBI was so concerned, they gave him one of those defensive briefings. Hey, you know your buddy Christine Fong? She's a Chinese spy, so quit hanging out with her. Because she would insinuate herself into campaigns and politicians' lives any way she could. She would raise money for them. She would be a bundler. She would volunteer at their events. She would sleep with them, whatever it took, to collect as much data as she could.
And as Tucker pointed out, she got an intern into his office, too, that you'd have to assume is also a spy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if I'm a Chinese spy and I'm recommending an intern, it's not because I think they're a nice person and they're going to have a good career. It's because they're a friggin' spy.
They're punctual.
Yeah, so she planted a spy in Swalwell's office as well, and now he's soft on China. That's interesting.
I would assume Swalwell is a good patriotic American. I'll just assume that.
Go ahead.
But if you had the hottie Chinese spy hits on you in a moment of weakness, you go there, and then it becomes clear that she would let the world know, your constituents and your family know that that had happened, if you don't soft pedal this Chinese talk. That's a tough position to be in.
Yeah, as I said earlier, you don't have to, like, sneak into, Fort Hood and take pictures of our newest armaments. You just have to, when you're on the Congress floor, just mention that China's not a rival. They're our friends, and the trade relations are super important. That's all we need out of here, Eric, and we'll keep our mouths shut. We might have a different ask next week, but for now, that's fine. Yeah, and he's on their chain, man.
How many votes are there?
Allegedly.
How many votes are there in various committees that you never hear about because they, they're just in the committee? And, so you're a no vote on something that you otherwise would have been a yes or no. Nobody's even going to notice.
Right. And listen, he's a fairly intelligent guy. I'm sure he can come up with, well, I understand your concern. I'm going to vote nay based on the entanglements and blah, blah, blah. And he'd never be found out. Let's hear a clip.
I just remembered. I knew there was some funny Swalwell thing. And I thought, what is it? Am I thinking of somebody else? No, no, no. Swalwell is the guy that tooted when he was talking that one time. Remember that?
Fast gas?
Yeah, we've got audio of he's talking, and then there's just a pause and a toot. And then he goes on.
Oh, my
and
God.
That was a story for like a day.
We're discussing national intelligence and security here, and you're talking about flatulence?
We aired it like 10 times.
What? I don't recall that.
That doesn't make it right.
I don't remember that at all. It's a moment of weakness. Well, 10 moments of weakness. All right, give me clip number 63, Sean.
And yet, here's the amazing thing. As of tonight, with this all this information public, Eric Swalwell, who has used his office to promote Beijing's talking points, almost word for word, ones that matter, by the way, a man who admits to a close personal relationship with an actual Chinese spy who helped him get elected to Congress, raised money for him, and put an intern, probably another spy, in his office, that man continues to serve on the House Intelligence Committee, where he has unrestricted access to classified information. How is this happening?
Yeah, so this gal got with several American political figures, including at least two that were recorded by FBI electronic surveillance.
You might remember Eric Swalwell from this.
Five people have testified this week who were on the phone listening to the president talk about this swap of dirt for U.S. military aid.
Chris, so far the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans...
So we never nailed down whether that was the elderly Chris Matthews or the young
Swalwell. Who has a history of being a sneaker of cheeks.
Oh, boy. Oh
in past broadcasts. Oh, I remember this investigation we did.
Alan, this is when Joe lost control of the show. Go on, you two children. You child.
You child?
So why would – so Swalwell says he hasn't seen this woman in 6 years, which certainly could be true.
So they knew each other for like 2.5 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Gorgeous Chinese student at Bay Area University who just happens to want desperately to be part of his campaign.
And they're
help out any way she can.
They traveled together, went to a gazillion functions together. I mean – and so it's known, 100% known, that she pushes this direction. I think the odds are that it happened. That'd be my guess.
Former acting director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell tweeted, "Eric Swalwell is a total hypocrite and should resign in disgrace."
So what is Tucker's argument that if Swalwell hasn't seen this woman in 6 years, that he shouldn't be on these committees where he gets top secret information? I guess she still has something on him. I guess that would be it.
He's compromised.
She could get a hold of him and say, "Hey, look, you better make this statement to the press about China, or vote no on this measure in the committee, or whatever, or your wife's going to find out."
Yep. Don't forget, we have pictures and videos, Eric. If you confess an affair, you might get away with it.
Or I guess
if we show her the video, no.
I guess the access to top secret information would probably be more likely. It is if you could just. All you got to do, PDF, one click of a button.
Yeah.
And you send it over here, nobody will ever know. I don't tell your wife.
Well, and as a guy on the Intelligence Committee, he does get classified stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he probably ought to resign in disgrace. Perhaps turn himself into Supermax, federal prison. Get put in a little cell, 1 hour of sunlight.
You would have so many different emotions going on if this happens. One, you've got the problem of your marriage, and, you know, he could either be the kind of guy that cheats on his wife all the time, or this was, you know, a one-time, made a mistake because she was coming on real strong, and she caught him at a point after a long business weekend and a couple of drinks, or whatever. You don't know. Or he's also got the, you know, he thought he kind of had a little something going with this girl and kind of feeling pretty good about himself. And then he finds out, oh, man, that was all phony.
Right.
That'd be a little devastating to your ego and everything also. That'd play a role in it.
Yeah, although I'm more concerned about the present. And this guy, Swalwell, is such a little weasel, too. We played you the tape earlier of all the times he's just stated, yes, the president is a Russian agent. We have seen secret evidence that he is doing Putin's bidding. Yes, I believe the president is run by the Russians. He just repeated it over and over again. He had nothing. He never had anything. Now, why? Now, granted, plenty of Democrats hated Trump for a variety of reasons, starting with the fact that he had an R next to his name. But isn't it interesting that Eric Swalwell, who's on the Intelligence Committee, was out front and center trying to undermine Trump as Trump was trying to oppose the Chinese?
I hadn't connected those dots.
I mean, it might be coincidental, but... It's uncomfortable enough that he should probably be put in irons, leg shackles.
So nobody knows where Fong Fong is now, right?
She's in China.
But it's not actually known. That's your assumption, and I'm sure you're right. But
yeah, I think that's what the FBI said. She returned to China unexpectedly because she realized the FBI was on to her. Swalwell probably told her.
Similar to that spy.
Allegedly.
Similar to that spy that was at UC Davis in California. You know, they caught on to her, and she headed for the airport, and they nabbed her there.
Yeah.
Fong Fong just got out of the country before they nabbed her.
Yeah.
With the sweet musk of Eric Falwell on her neck.
Grr. I wonder how those Chinese Red Sparrow camps, I bet they do some pretty good training. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't like an inept, awkward, and semi-unwilling lover, if you know what I mean.
You wouldn't pick somebody that's not going to be good at this to take on that job, I would assume. I don't know how you decide who's good at it, but...
She probably does like two handsprings and a somersault across the room and then just lands right on you. Just really highly skilled
what?
Stuff. Just
what?
Look, if I'm
and
the
you
Chinese
thought we
communist...
Were, you thought Sean and I were lowbrow with the flatulence.
Well, I'm talking about the methods of Chinese intelligence agents that include gymnastics in my imagination and a variety of difficult-to-assume postures.
You are a child. Go do something else.
Do you think this story has any legs? Or does it just disappear? Like
interesting question.
In terms of what? Like he faces consequences for this or something? Or
Building pressure for him to answer. The whole I'm not going to tell you whether or not I had a relationship. I'm not going to even deny it. That seems weird to me. I think he could have ended this yesterday if he had said, no, I didn't know a relationship with her. Purely business.
I think you're right.
It would have ended yesterday. The refusing to answer that question seems weird.
That could affect classified material, so I can't really comment on that. Yeah, I know what
I'll
that
bet
means.
That doesn't
Aaron.
Work for your wife.
Yeah, it's classified, honey. Whether you had sex with a young Chinese hottie.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. You know, there are some things I can't talk about at home.
Who we now know was going around the country having sex with other up-and-coming politicians.
And she was on your campaign. You spent a bunch of time with her. So, yes
alone,
or no?
Lots.
Classified, honey. Sorry. I wish I could tell you.
National security.
I'm putting the needs of America first.
Okay.
For once. All right. Something tells me. Here's the outline of the thing. This guy's a young dope. Rising politician, she compromises him, she has him going, and the FBI comes and says, hey, dumbass, you're getting worked by a Chinese spy. Maybe you want to cut that out. But he hadn't broken any laws.
Right.
He wasn't giving her any classified information
sure.
or anything like
sure.
that. So the FBI doesn't announce that sort of thing, nor should they.
I get it.
But now that it's come out, now that Axios spent a year chasing this thing down, he's having an uncomfortable conversation with the old lady.
All right.
Classified, honey. Okay.
You know how it is. Night-night now.
Oh, boy.
Our text line is 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe. Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency, Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection.
With Simply Safe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitoring in the business.
They've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, or EMTs when you need them most, straight to your door.
SimpliSafe has that arsenal of sensors and cameras that protect every inch of your home, but you can set it up yourself in about 30 minutes. It's super easy.
Then SimpliSafe's professionals take over, monitoring your home 24/7, ready to send help the moment there's an alarm.
Plus, with SimpliSafe, there's no long-term contract, no hidden fees or installation costs.
Right now, our listeners get a free home security camera when you purchase a SimpliSafe system at simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
And hey, it's a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. You get that free home security camera. simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots, a thin, dull coat. So I take the dog to the vet for the standard run-of-the-mill tests and treatments. No results. I hear your advertisement on the radio.
DinoVite.com.
So I get the 5-pound box of Dinovite and the Lico Chops within a 4-week total. Instead of a German Shedder, I have a German Shepherd. Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life because she gets fed Dinovite. And the results, they're just incredibly outstanding. And she loves it. When you rescue a dog, you have to do the right thing. You've got to feed them right for life. Do the Dinovite. Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
You know what it is?
No.
You do not know what it is?
I...
It's COVID-19! It's a virus!
I want to die.
I want to die.
How old was her son? That's a mom all excited about giving her son a coronavirus-themed cake.
He looked like he's about 9 or so.
You couldn't do Mandalorian?
Huh? Oh, Mom.
Oh, Mom.
God, she's so... It's a virus cake! That's gross.
Good Morning America, Hillsong Church scandal, which we talked about yesterday, report that ousted pastor is now seeking treatment.
Okay. Go to rehab.
What is that trend that started? The rehab for, you know, I did something awful and I'm a drug addict or a boozer. Okay, I get that one. But the whole I cheat on my wife and now I go to rehab thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You can't be mean to me. I'm addressing the issue.
Exactly. Or you can't ask me any questions because I'm in a rehab.
I was reading a little more about that church. The whole mega church star pastor thing really bothers me. But it might have been David French. Somebody was writing about how if a celebrity showed up to worship, they would usher him into the first couple of rows, the celebrity VIP rows. And if the celebrity said, you know, I'm just here to worship the Lord. I don't want any attention. I want to sit here. They say, no. You come up. And they would insist on dragging them up into the high profile first couple of rows, which just is so gross.
Hmm.
It's not very Jesus-y.
No. Peter had to sit in the back if he came in late, whether it was Peter or not. You don't get moved to the front pew just because you're Peter.
Hey, everybody. How are you? Hey, good Sunday to you. Hey, everybody. No. So gross.
top apps in the world. This is only interesting really because for the first time in forever, Facebook got knocked from the top spot of downloaded apps worldwide.
Interesting.
Across iPhones and Android phones. And it is, they're spying on you, they're China, it's TikTok. TikTok actually beat out Facebook as the top app in the world. Isn't that something?
TikTok's fun, tell you what.
Followed by funny videos. WhatsApp, which I also believe is a Chinese spying mechanism, isn't it?
WhatsApp, I believe, that's another messaging thing. I don't know if it's actually a Chinese company or not.
I take it back if I'm wrong. Zoom, just because we all had to put that on our phones. We had no choice. We wanted to continue to work. Instagram, Facebook Messenger, Google Meet, which is a school thing for a lot of people. Snapchat.
That's a Facebook property, isn't it?
Instagram is.
Okay, right. Too many apps.
And then other ones I don't know. But the fact that TikTok, even with all the information that's out there, and has been for a long time about how don't download this, man, it's tracking every keystroke, taking every password you have, don't put that on your phone, easily number one worldwide. There you go.
Yeah, interesting. Well, people don't care. They really don't. About Chinese influence. Total change of topic. A couple of stories from the world of college sports I was amused and or surprised by. The Pac-12, that would be your Pacific 12, is on the verge of a strange playoffs. The Colorado Buffaloes are undefeated, and if they beat Utah on Friday, they would finish the season with an undefeated conference record, but still not be in the playoffs because they had two games canceled because of COVID, and the USC Trojans only had one game canceled, so they would have won more games than the undefeated Colorado because of the COVID.
And you had no control over that, obviously.
Right. And meanwhile, there could be a two-loss team in the North Division getting into the playoffs, and the poor undefeated Buffaloes would sit at home because of the vid. Too bad.
Armstrong and Getty.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers! That's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only. Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter.
If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Workout is good for you. Yeah. The study was sponsored by murderers.
All right.
On reevaluation,
points for brevity.
On reevaluation, I've decided I like that joke.
That is it's funny.
Pretty funny.
I like the bellowing. Hey, how about this? Breaking news. Don't bother with the donkey. Following outcry from parents and legislators, Cal Unicornia has reversed course on closing playgrounds to contain a surge in coronavirus cases.
Okay.
Following an outcry by the Armstrong and Getty Show in every major city in the West, in which they stated the obvious that little kids outdoors are going to be fine. According to the updated state guidance, playgrounds may remain open to facilitate physically distanced personal health and wellness through outdoor exercise, blah, 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 an about-face from the previously announced rules. Unbelievable. They mentioned in the La Times the closure of playgrounds sparked particular backlash, probably because it was particularly stupid, with parents expressing outrage and confusion about why their children's play areas would be off limits while places like malls remain open. Well, it's because it's stupid and arbitrary, moms and dads. In a letter to Newsom last week, some California lawmakers also noted that lower-income areas would be hit hardest by the rule because many residents don't have backyards and other open spaces to take their kids. And if these technocrats, there's a set of beliefs on the left, that you can plan a society and build a utopia if you put experts in charge and give them the authority to dictate what everyone must do. That's the way to build a great society. But apparently there's no room among the technocrats for just somebody with common sense, somebody, anybody, to say, you know, the little kids aren't getting sick and they're outdoors anyway. And how about poor kids? I mean, where are they supposed to play? In their gymnastics classes that they don't have? There's nobody, apparently, there's nobody on the scene in the halls of government to speak just reasonable, obvious truths. What an embarrassment. Well, at least they're doing the right thing now. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, one more note. Counties are allowed to adopt regulations that are more restrictive. In L.A. County, for instance, closed outdoor public playgrounds prior to the state's order because the ninny in charge of L.A. is even ninnier than the state ninnies.
God, that's just unbelievable. Freaking unbelievable. This as a small government, small L liberal about, you know, the power of the people in charge, you just need to recognize human nature. They for some reason, and I think their motives might be good, they feel like they need to fix something, and they're the chosen ones to do it. But sometimes just saying, "Man, there's not much we can do," is fine.
Well, historians and journalists who tend to be lefties, they consider that weakness. Leaving people to their own devices, everyone's on their own in your world. That's bad governance.
There's also the security theater thing that we've lived with ever since 9/11, Well, they're doing something, so I feel safe. I guess they think...
They care about me.
They care about me. They think that's working here. The playgrounds are closed, so they're doing something to stem the tide.
Yeah.
Otherwise, okay, we'd all run around screaming, flapping our hands because our leaders aren't doing anything, but...
And spitting COVID into each other's mouths.
Anybody who actually doesn't play on a playground because they're scared of their city, grow a pair.
Go play on the playground. Go under the tape. You know, they got locks on some fences around playgrounds and rougher areas. And so I don't know if you want to go so far as to cut the locks off, because that's probably a misdemeanor.
Ah, whatever. You know, I've said this before, that I wish I had spent a night in jail just for the experience, but I'm glad that I haven't, you know, committed a crime and ended up in jail. Mm-hmm. But I always admired, like, Marshall went to jail a couple of times on things that were relatively righteous, fighting a dumb parking ticket thing that he had. Also, reporting in places where he wasn't supposed to be reporting. I'd go to jail for some illegal sewage dumping. I would go to jail for this. I would spend the night in jail with this and feel like I haven't done anything wrong to the world.
No, in fact, you've done something right.
Having my kids play in the playground.
Yeah.
The state says it's okay now, but the county says it's not. F you.
Right, right. Well, as H.L. Mencken said, there comes a time in every man's life when he needs to spin on his hands, put on the bandana and sharpen his blade. I can't remember precisely what he said, and he didn't mean it literally, but there comes a time when you have to say, no, you are not exercising your authority lawfully or reasonably, and I'm going to resist it.
Hey, I just saw this headline. I don't know what it means. Longtime listeners are well aware I don't know what it means, but Bitcoin just hit almost $20,000 per Bitcoin.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So
very valuable.
If you got in on that early, when they were practically nothing, that's some serious movement.
Yeah.
I don't have any idea how you buy them, how you sell them. I don't understand what mining is.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
So, okay. I wish I'd bought some. That's all I know.
Yep.
So I was talking earlier about how the Pac-12 football conference, teams that got games canceled by COVID are going to, like, miss out on the playoffs to teams that have, you know, more losses or whatever, but... Because COVID cancellations, I guess, they don't count as a loss exactly, but they count as a non-win. And so there are teams getting left out. One more quick college sports story that amused the heck out of me. The New York Times actually reported on this. You know, college sports is famously full of hypocrisy and half-truths and smoke and mirrors and calling these guys student athletes, which is hilarious because they don't go to class. Somebody else writes their papers for them. They have no interest in a college education. Some of the athletes are quite bright indeed and they benefit, but some of them don't have two brain cells to rub together. They're just really, really good at sports, which doesn't make them bad people. And I'm not belittling them. But how about this? You know how players famously can't make any money?
Right.
You can't hire an agent. You can't sell your name on a jersey.
You can't have a job.
Right. You can't work down at the local gas station squirting the stuff on the windows and squeegeeing them. Well, New York Times is reporting, because cheerleading is not governed by the NCAA, a bunch of sexpot cheerleaders are getting semi-rich as brands, as like Instagram influencers.
Wow, they stand out enough amongst the other cheerleaders to make any money off of it. I don't know how that even works.
Well, if you hustle it right, you know, and you show just a little boobie, and you have, you know, you put out lots of content and stuff like that. They feature this Jamie Andrews, who is a member of the University of Oklahoma cheerleading team. She cheered at two Big 12 championship games, the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, and 2016 Final Four.
Hooray for her.
So she got a lot of airtime. You're not thinking about this right. You're not thinking branding. So she got lots of time on the TV shaking her pom-poms.
You and got great cheese on those abs. Jesus.
And right, yeah, exactly. And so while the star football and basketball players in those games, including future Heisman Trophy winning Baker Mayfield, NBA guard Buddy Buckets Hield, were forbidden to make any money from their athletic fame, she was raking in thousands of dollars through sponsorship deals with Crocs, L'Oreal, American...
Crocs.
Yeah, I know, good start. Of course, you know, she's a super hot chick, so Crocs look great on her.
I'm sure they do.
But Crocs, L'Oreal, American Eagle, and Loki, whatever that is, Loki, she posted on Instagram recently, "Coming to OU for college was a big milestone for me, but it has given me so many amazing opportunities, like being able to cheer for the Sooners. This month, I support blah, 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 and the Alzheimer's Association." And she's posing in her cheer uniform, holding up her left wrist to display two of these bracelets from this company, and then rubbing some sort of cream on her that you're supposed to then buy. It's something.
Yeah. Well, that whole thing has been a crock for so long. It's amazing they haven't fixed it. But the whole college thing has fallen apart, so that'll probably go down with it.
In 2011, they busted a bunch of Ohio State football players for selling some memorabilia for a bowl, from a bowl game they played in, to the owner of a tattoo parlor who is a big Buckeyes fan. They sold, like, their socks or whatever to this guy for $20, and they got busted, resulting in the resignation of the team's coach, a skipped postseason, and the loss of 9 scholarships for the program.
No kidding.
The actual players.
Wow, that's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of the Buckeyes, Ohio State, Michigan not going to play for the first time in 125 years or something like that because of COVID. They aren't going to play this year.
The game. They just call it the game.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening. Dang it.
I went 1 year. It was a good time. Yeah, I saw it in Columbus. I've never been to the big house in Michigan, in Ann Arbor.
It's 120,000 people, right?
Yeah, it's like 100,000 in Columbus. So it's a big crowd.
Man.
And freezing blank and cold.
Yeah.
Fun, though. The town is pretty fun after the game, I'll tell you that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I miss the Midwest. That whole, the winter is bleak. So when you do get together and have fun, it's just extra fun.
Yep.
It's, I don't know, maybe it's just desperation or something, but yeah. Well, that's too bad. Freaking vid. Thanks, China. I think we're heading out of it. The light at the end of the tunnel, et cetera, right?
Well, it's going to be a while, as we just found out. If Sean and people like him and me and you are in that category where we're behind almost everybody to get our shots, it's going to be summertime before we get our dang shots.
Can I claim to have one lung or something?
This is a headline I came across. The French armed forces now have permission to develop augmented soldiers following a report from a military ethics committee.
Do tell.
So we heard last week that China is working on
genetically engineered soldiers.
Genetically engineered soldiers that can resist various things.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
But France. The French is the language and the culture, not the, you know.
Correct.
France is going to develop augmented soldiers, whatever that means.
What does that mean?
Extra eye in the back of your head.
I don't know.
But we're heading into weird times, though, if even your Western countries are going to start changing around the genetics of humans to get better soldiers.
Where's the line?
Way back there.
What if you just tweak it a little? It's harmless, and they, instead of lifting 200 pounds, can lift 230.
They're they're closer to a gorilla than a man, but you think you can control them?
You got to get better scientists.
Hey, why are they deciding to ride horses? This is weird.
This is weird. Wow, you need to look into that. I want to know more about these enhanced soldiers.
Okay, I'll look in. I will. I'll learn more about that, and you'll learn more about it, too, right after this.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Have you heard about AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens? AMAC is the conservative alternative to other 50-plus groups. AMAC stands against the problems facing America: government growth, erosion of liberties, and the enormous financial burden future generations will inherit if we do nothing. Stand with us. Join today at amac.us/freedom. That's amac.us/freedom. AMAC.US/freedom.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy Holidays. RedingKia.com. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifice and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So this is pretty interesting. Came across the headline that the French government has voted to allow human augmentation with its military. And we were kind of joking about what that is and wondering what that is and everything like that. So I started digging into it. It turns out that announcement is a direct result of what we were talking about last week. DNI Director Ratcliffe announcing that China is working on, what do they call their soldiers? The bio something?
Well, yeah.
But funny,
I was just reading about China, just genetically enhanced soldiers. Yeah, they're using CRISPR.
So that came out last week that China is trying to create genetically enhanced soldiers that would be bigger, stronger, more durable, blah, blah, blah. And so France and the United States have announced this week that we're loosening the restrictions a little bit on the ethics of augmenting our soldiers in a variety of ways. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, it's like the old arms race with missiles and nuclear weapons, but it's about how far you're willing to go legally. I mean, this is the stuff they're telling us. Who knows what they're willing to do that they don't tell us, either here or in China.
Right.
But it's an arms race in the world right now for changing human beings. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, you know, I'm reading about this in China, and it's a frustrating article because I'm saying, like what? Every paragraph, they're like saying, while the potential of leveraging CRISPR to increase human capabilities remains only hypothetical, it could unleash terrible potentials. Like what?
Yeah,
they never say.
I always ask that question whenever I hear these things. Go ahead, run through the scenarios for me because my imagination is not good enough. Part of it is they're coming up with something that they can put in your brain that'll allow you to control computers through your mind with your mind.
Have to carry gear.
That's the big thing in France. The gear you carry, you will operate with your mind. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Your ability to look around, move the cursor around on a computer. You do that with your mind. And you're just scouting out an area with your infrared, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right. It's going to be straight out of, they mentioned several fantasy movies, from Captain America to Universal Soldier to Bloodshot, Enhanced Soldiers. But one prominent Chinese general in 2017 said, quote, "Modern biotechnology and its integration with information, nanotechnology, and the cognitive, etc. domains will have revolutionary influences upon weapons and equipment, the combat spaces, the forms of warfare, and military theories." In other words, building super soldiers. And then this one scientist said he's less concerned about the battlefield advantage such research might provide than he is about the consequences of tampering with human genes. When we start playing around with genetic organisms, there could be unforeseen consequences, he said. And they didn't bother to listen to me.
Right.
I mean, what, like 15-foot-tall guys that rule the Earth?
You can't list unforeseen consequences, because then they are foreseen.
Well, you got to give me an example of a scary one to make a point. Now, I don't think we're going to do the CRISPR stuff in the real free world. I don't think France is going to do that or the United States. China absolutely is right now. The French armed forces augmented soldiers include a whole bunch of different things. Medical treatments, prosthetics, implants that improve physical, cognitive, perceptive, and psychological capacities would allow for location tracking or connectivity with weapon systems and other soldiers. That's the thing implanted in your head. Other possible interventions considered by the ethics committee include medical treatments that prevent pain, stress, or fatigue.
Oh, we got to talk about this more tomorrow.
And substances that would improve mental resilience if you were taken prisoner.
I need that one.
But something that does away with pain or stress or fatigue.
Oh, boy. Many issues there. Many issues to discuss.
Admit me chorus to this history. Who, prologue-like, your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge, the final thoughts.
Thank you very
of
much.
Armstrong and Getty.
Thank you.
The second guy to get the vaccine in Britain, Bill Shakespeare.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo, lead us off.
Yeah, my wife and I got the worst Christmas tree ever. I didn't spend enough. The pine needles are everywhere, and I basically have a stump in my living room and nothing else. I don't even think it's going to make it to Christmas.
Wow.
Wow, that's a sad Charlie Brownish first Christmas together. Positive Sean, our producer, final thought?
Yeah, super soldiers, I don't know. Wake me up when they start getting lasers coming out of the eyes. Then I'll start taking it seriously.
Yep.
Eye lasers. Jack, a final thought for the group?
So you got some judges, you got some city councils, you got some counties that have all said, wait a second, we're not going to fine people, or we got to open that back up, we've gone too far. I really feel like this week the tide has turned. The backlash, the political backlash has become so strong that people are rethinking things, which I'm glad to hear.
Yeah, amen to that. Good to see. I'm wondering if they can use the CRISPR to enhance talk show hosts. So, like, after 9 p.m., my hand couldn't grasp a cocktail glass, and I just fall unconscious at 10, no matter what I'm doing, what I'm watching, how much fun I'm having. And then I wake up just bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Maybe something that could make me talk twice as fast as I do now.
More content!
Fit in even more content! Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
Yeah, that would make you Ben Shapiro. So many people to thank, so little time, that little fella talks so fast. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. You can email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Hotlinks is great. We have our Gavi Award Hall of Fame at armstrongandgetty.com. Good stuff.
That little fellow talks so fast.
Oh, yes.
We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
A new study found that taking a walk when it's dark out is good for you. Yeah. The study was sponsored by murderers.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.